How often do you waste your time with people who are never going to be your customer? You spend time on site, you bond, they give you a donut, they're saying all the right things, and you think you've got this job in the bag. And then you send them your numbers and they ghost you, or they blow you off, or they tell you you're too expensive, you fill in the blank. If you're sick of that and you want to learn how to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and download our guide to spotting cheap prospects. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you only spend time with people who are going to be your customer. Head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap today.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. I came across a quote from Buddha the other day that kind of jumped out at me. And it reads, quote, "You will not be punished for your anger. You will be punished by your anger," end quote. Let me tell you, it seems like a really simple quote. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, I'll be damned if I haven't fucking gotten bit by that throughout my life, but certainly in my business career. It's kind of like three main areas I want to talk about today where I have let my own anger just fuck me over because it owned me. So the first is with clients, right? And this is, I'm sure everyone can relate to this stuff. It's, you know, they do something, just a simple request, like a cost breakdown. And if you've ever been on any of, like, especially the free group or any contract you talk to about, oh, they want a cost breakdown. Where's the first thing people's mind go to? They start cursing, not your customer, fuck those people, whatever they're saying. Like they asked for their firstborn kid. And I get it. I don't give cost breakdowns at all. They annoy me. But instead of killing what could possibly be a great job and a great relationship with it, perhaps the best approach isn't just to immediately assume that it's a useless customer, just like when somebody asks for a free estimate. They're just conditioned to ask for these things. They don't even know what they're talking about. Another way I have screwed it up with clients is getting punch lists. And, you know, nobody likes my paint business. Nobody likes walking in the last day of a job and just seeing the blue tape shotgun on the walls. Thankfully, we don't get it that often. But one thing I learned quickly was that we pretty much usually set the stage for that somewhere earlier in the process where we dropped the ball. We showed up disorganized. We put the wrong color on a wall. We did something to get their spidey senses tingling. And then they're just on our ass and watching us looking for problems. And that's when we got tons of punch list stuff coming. But regardless of why they're there, it's how you treat these situations that really builds your brand reputation, right? It's like the old, if you got lemons, make lemonade thing. If you get a punch list and, you know, if you haven't built in enough time for what your average amount of touch-ups or punch list is in your quotes, I would encourage you to do that so they're not actually a big deal where you lose money. But even if it is going to sting you financially, play the long game on this. You know, you can really nuke a customer experience by how you deal with like the last 3% of your job. So you can do everything perfect up to a point and suddenly they're complaining about just some small little detail. And you're at a crossroads. Like you can either just be the gruff expert and tell them to pound sand and walk away, or you can make them happy and you can really like shine that customer experience that will fuel referrals, fuel reviews, and keep your business going into the future. And speaking of reviews, that's another area where anger never serves you well. Nobody likes to see a low star review, especially if you've just got, you know, tons of 5-star, 4-star, whatever, and somebody just either irrational customer. I got a couple of them from people that I never even worked for. They didn't like our prices or they didn't like something. And I used to get pissed. And I would never respond negatively because that's just, I'm smart enough to know that's a dumbass play. But what I never did until recently is actually respond to the negative ones. And by doing so, if somebody's like saying they weren't reasonable, they weren't this or that, you come in there and just kill them with kindness. You defang them. You make them look like the asshole because like you just had these reasoned responses and all your other reviews have reasoned responses. It's like there's an old saying my dad had, like you come across an asshole during the course of the day, you just met an asshole. You come across an asshole all day long, you're the asshole. So let's keep that in mind. Other area I screwed myself, employees and subs of mine, man, if I could go back in time and keep probably a dozen of the good workers I ran off just by being emotionally immature as a leader and as a business owner, I would be leaps and bounds ahead of where I am right now. Because I just kept building up a good, competent team and then pissing them off through bad leadership. And the ways I've done that is in a situation where I've got an unhappy customer, I sided with the customer over my crew. And it's, I get it. You got to make the customer happy. But what you don't have to do is shit on your crew in the process of doing that. You know, these guys, they're like your spouse, right? Or your partner. Like they're day after day for you doing the hard stuff. These customers are transitory and they're just going to come in and out of your life. They're going to be whoever they are, but you got to live day to day with your crew. So don't snuff them out like cigarette butts when they do something wrong. And, you know, other things, side effects of that is just, you know, you screw up your production schedule. I've had guys walk off the job and suddenly, you know, late in the season when they're starting to look, the seasonal guys are starting to have a foot out the door anyway. And I start being a dick and they punch out. And suddenly that late October, November work that is super profitable and always on the table can't be produced. I was just left holding the bag on that. And again, just like when you mess with clients, like on the punch list, disgruntled people will kill the customer experience. If you hate going to work every day, you're not going to be giving a crap whether Susie Homemaker is enjoying the fact that you're painting her kitchen or whatever. You're just going to be doing your thing apathetically, in spite of your boss, cursed under your breath, and nobody's going to get the best experience. So keep within reason, you know, employees need to be disciplined or whatever, but like be an adult and to solve problems with solutions and move past them as opposed to just living in a sense of rage. Which brings me to myself. Man, you know, we always talk about in the fight, you got to start with yourself and self-improvement, right? Everything radiates from us outward into our families, into our businesses, into our clients, whatever. And if you listen to last week's Friday Fails, when I talked about a story when I jumped out of my truck, customer's reaction to the look on my face, you'll realize that you don't want what is radiating out of you to be the fact that you're a bitter asshole. Because everything you touch will be tainted by that. And you're not going to be successful in sales and managing your crew and dealing with your family. And you're just going to be a miserable SOB yourself. So that's my tips for Friday Fails. Release the anger. Don't let it own you. I'll see you all next week. Thanks.